Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org. This episode of TGC Podcast is sponsored by Lifeway, publisher of The Sermon on the Mount Bible Study by Jen Wilkin. In this 9-session study, Wilkin invites readers to examine and learn from Jesus' longest recorded message and challenge themselves to think differently about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. With your purchase, you'll also receive access to this study's video sessions. Get your copy today at lifeway.com/sermon-on-the-mount.
Hi, my name's Courtney Doctor, and I'm the Director of Women's Initiatives at the Gospel Coalition. My friends and I lovingly refer to the women we see once a year at TGCW as our camp friends, because the time we enjoy together at a conference feels just like a week at camp. And I want to encourage you to invite your camp friends, the people you want to sit beside as you listen to great teaching, worship, stay up late chatting about theology and life, and just have fun. And if you don't have camp friends to bring, come and meet some new ones. The final price increase is on May 8th. This is your last chance to save on your registration. Sign up at tgcw24.org. I really hope to see you there. That's tgcw24.org.
This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by Southern Seminary. The pastors of tomorrow won't need less theological training, they'll need more. That's why Southern exists, to provide deep, rich, and strong ministry preparation that endures. Southern Seminary, trusted for truth. Learn more at sbts.edu. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a discussion with pastors Thomas Terry and Joshua Ryan Butler on what evangelistic methods they've found most effective.
Yeah, well, one angle I've been thinking through this recently has been just the lens of hospitality. Extending the hospitality of God is sort of a phrase we've been using at our church. And a lot of that, you know, I think a lot of people today are lonely, are isolated. We're way more connected than ever before online and those kind of things, but often way more isolated. And the power of actually creating a space and welcoming people into it. So an example of that, a buddy of mine, John Crawford, had this idea, and he and I have just been, we're implementing it this month actually, has been taking all of our community groups. We have all these community groups that meet during the week, and basically taking a week off, so to speak. So the week before, we're prepping everyone on kind of hospitality and how to do this. But then taking a week off, we're actually, instead of gathering as a community that week, individuals and families within the group are all intentionally praying over and inviting someone that they know over to their home for a meal, or if they don't have a good home, or you know, they're going out to coffee or whatever, and we've tried to equip them with some intentional questions they can ask, not putting people on the spot, but actually to really get to know more about people's lives and what they believe and what they think, with the goal of hospitality. And I think one of the things that we've found, I think people are hungry to be known and to actually have a space to share some of their story and their outlook on the world. And we want to bathe that in prayer. And so the week before going into it and the week after, taking time to pray for those conversations, to pray for the people, to share together when we regather as communities with what took place there, and just see how God might move. You know, I think we often underestimate the power of prayer. But when I first became a Christian, I remember talking to this friend of mine, who's an older gentleman, and he just seemed to always be having conversations with people about Jesus. And he was talking about us. He'd say, "Oh yeah, I just had this great conversation with someone." And I asked him, I was like, "How do you do that? Like, how do you do evangelism, you know?" And he looked at me kind of strangely, and he's like, "No, I just pray. I ask God every week, I pray, God, would you bring me the right person to speak to, would you make me attentive to where I can recognize the time? Would you give me the words to say? And God responded to those prayers. And so those themes of like hospitality and prayer, I think can be some helpful inroads for us with evangelism today.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, in the same way, when you talk about evangelism and hospitality, I think those are great opportunities to engage with culture. I also think intentional investment, and what I mean by that is being intentional with going to the same barber, spending concentrated time with the same barber, sitting in the barber's chair every 3 weeks and just kind of talking about life. And that's somewhat hospitality.
More like every 3 months for me, but yeah.
Yeah, well, you don't know what that looks like. But at the end of the day, you'll find that when you are engaging intentionally with the same people, or maybe it's a barista, they begin to open up. They begin to talk to you a lot more. They don't feel like the conversation is abrasive. I'm not challenging their worldview right out of the gate. It's much more of a relational dynamic that happens over the course of 3-4 months where you're able to, one, talk about things that they resonate with, significance, beauty, creativity, the transcendence, all these things, or work, vocation, things that are more neutral in terms of the playing field. But then out of those things, just being intentional about how you get to Jesus. And so that would only happen by virtue of spending intentional, concentrated time with people to make those connections. I mean, I think of a barista that I go to a barista coffee shop every week. Every Sunday, I frequent this one coffee shop, and we talk about hip-hop. This barista talks to me about hip-hop, and we've had meaningful conversations that surrounded hip-hop artists and hip-hop lyrics, but we've gotten to Jesus, and we've talked about significance and justice and truth and morality and lifestyle, all because I was intentional about going to this coffee shop every single Sunday and having meaningful conversations with a barista. So it's very much like hospitality, but also very intentional with my time and where I invest it and with whom I invest it.
That's good. I think related to that, one idea for me lately too has just been the significance of the power of one. You know, just the power of one. That often I think we hear evangelism and we think we got to preach to the masses or whatever. You know, and I'm not saying that's bad, but I think we can underestimate the significance and power of one person. Often the best evangelists, I think, are people who are new to the faith. Mm-hmm. We think you got to have all the equipping, all the training, or whatever. But we see this in the story of the woman at the well, where Jesus encounters this one woman, invests in her. There's intentionality in his conversation with her. He speaks into her life in a profound way. She encounters Christ, and she runs into her village, into her town, saying, "Come see this person who knows everything about me." Like, and her encounter with Jesus, she's able to actually do more evangelistically coming off the heels of that encounter with Christ than the disciples as a whole maybe could have done in that town or that area. And so I think sometimes we can get maybe intimidated by the bigness of the vision, but there's just the power of that one barista, that one barber. You mentioned, yeah, the barber. I love my barber. We have a long relationship, and he's, even though I only see him every 3 months or so, but he's awesome. We've had great conversations about faith, and even when he had some hard stuff come up in his life, and I was so honored to be one of the people he called to like come be with him in that and all. And, but yeah, the power of one, what God can do through that one person when they do come to him.
Yeah, when you spend time with one person, inevitably what you're going to find is that something in their life is broken, and there's a simple way to get to Jesus, because Jesus is the one thing that can make what is broken in their life right. And so having that one conversation with that one person at the right time, prayerfully engaging with them, it's a really effective way to do evangelism, especially in a context like Portland. People are just not trying to hear you if you come out of the gate swinging about Jesus. They just won't hear you. They won't listen to you. And in many cases, they don't even really know who Jesus is. So you have to have this relational dynamic established before you can even get to Jesus.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.